Hello, everybody. You're listening to One Sister's Journey, keeping it real. Here's the reality. It's 6:47 at night, and I'm just recording the podcast. But it is still Friday, so we can have a faith-filled Friday because I managed to get it done before midnight. How was your week? Mine was busy. Yeah, busy. Quite a few phone call meetings and webinar today. Went and voted for the upcoming budget. We had to do it by absentee ballot this year because of not being able to go to the polls. So I drove it to the post office in town where the mail goes directly to Mexico so that I know that it will arrive on time. And I did sit on the deck this morning for my webinar and my meetings, and that was fabulous. It was never too hot back there. The shade was just right, and it was just beautiful. And my husband sat out on the deck for a little while in between meetings, and when my next meeting started, and he said, "And with that, I'm going to bed." Actually, he didn't say anything. He just got up and left. The look on his face said what he was thinking. It was leftover smorgasbord on this Friday. For my husband and I, my daughter went to dinner with a friend. And then my husband's sleeping again because, drum roll please, he's going back to work. Yay! The phone call, the long-awaited phone call that he gets to go back to work. Very exciting stuff. Quote. It's an anonymous quote. There doesn't say who said it. Keep the faith. Hold on. Things will get better. It might seem stormy now, but it can't rain forever. The rain's lifting that rainbow. My husband goes back to work on Sunday. Yay! I'm not sure what shifts he's on or whatever, but I know he goes back to work. So he's been sleeping, trying to get back, you know, into a schedule, and we've got stuff planned tomorrow because now he goes back to work Sunday. So the honey-do list is getting ramped up to get stuff done before but he's not going to be working crazy hours, at least not to start. They're only working like 8 or 10 hour days, which is nothing. He won't even feel like he was at work for an 8 hour day, but that's okay because he's back to work. Oh, I'm so happy. That must mean things are starting to get normal. My daughter went and got her hair cut today. I went this afternoon and got my hair cut. I got the eyebrows waxed. Woohoo! Demunstered. Any other ladies out there going, yes? Oh, the opening up. Now just for a mani and a pedi. Oh, I can't wait. And then a massage. And the gym would open up. Hopefully I'll be able to like walk once the gym opens up. I am walking without a crutch, but they won't let me walk for exercise yet. And I have gained over 15 pounds in the 3 weeks. Well, May 6th is when I hurt my knee. I have gained 15 pounds since May 6th. And I've always said I don't necessarily watch what I eat to lose weight. I watch what I eat and exercise to not gain weight. Just that walking and the exercise I do maintains my weight, so it's something I'll have to remember. Oh, yeah, I'm rambling. Sonia Riccotti, quote, "Surrender to what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be." I like that. That's very nice. Oh, I like it. Another quote, unknown. Quote, "Your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments in your life. Keep the faith. It will all be worth it in the end." End quote. Oh, I like this one. Quote, "You've always been beautiful. Now you're just deciding to be healthier, fitter, faster, and stronger. Remember that." That's a great quote. I like that. So anyway, I gotta get up off the couch. Oh, sorry, you get to listen to me like huff and puff because my knee is still not in its A game, so some of that bending and movement Like, I walk in pretty good. I can drive. But it's that, like, trying to get a 90-degree bend. And that's where things get tricky. But that's not why you're here. It's a faith-filled Friday. You want to talk about keeping the faith, right? And I don't know. It's good stuff, good stuff. Let's see. I'm participating in a book tour right now, which is fun, for Sean Smucker. These Nameless Things. He has a book coming out at the end of the month. You can pre-order it on Amazon. I have already pre-ordered it on Amazon. And then I got a an advanced reader copy to review, which looks good. I'm going to read more tonight. Come on. Oh, I need to get out of my house. It's beautiful outside. And so I'm going to read that. My goal is to get that read this weekend and get the reviews written. And he's going to be joining us on the podcast in the near future. I'm excited for that. The book is so good. I had to start it 4 times because I kept starting it when I was tired because I've been so busy. So yesterday I'm like, you know what? I'm carving out a lunch break in my day, which I realized I had not been taking lunch breaks. So if I have to teach from home again, which I hope I don't, but if this ever happens again, I am carving lunch breaks into my schedule because I didn't do that this year. And that's probably why I got so burned out, because I never took like a lunch break. You know, I ate while I worked or ate while responding to posts or creating this. So I took a lunch break yesterday and started reading, and I did not want to put it down to go back to work. So then I laughed because then I said, well, this might not have been a good idea. So Sean Smucker, kudos to you. I did put the book down, I have to tell you, and finished my work day, had dinner, we ran an errand, and then I came home and took the book back out and started reading. So, yeah, it's good. And I read until I couldn't keep my eyes open last night, and that's what I'm going to do again tonight. I even read some this morning when I got up, and I'm like, no, I got to do work. I can't read this book. So, yeah, it's good. These Nameless Things by Sean Smucker. June 30th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. I highly recommend it. And in the near future, sometime this month or maybe shortly after the release, I'm not sure, you will get to talk with Sean, and he'll be right here on the podcast. And he can talk about these Nameless Things and his writing, and he has a podcast also. So, good stuff coming. And I went and got rocks, the flat lake rocks, so I could paint them to look like minions to give to all the kids in our class. And so I got all the rocks and I got the yellow spray paint and I spray painted them all yellow, and my daughter said, do you mind if I paint those and do all the faces and stuff? I'm like, nope. My daughter did them and they're so cute. She did a great job. I think she did a way better job than I would have. So I'm glad that she was feeling ambitious and wanted to help. So she did those last night and all day yesterday while I was doing school work, and while I was sleeping last night, she finished them. Yep. Let's see. What else can I tell you on this Friday? It's almost like a frantic Friday, right? I'm all over the place. I filled my hummingbird feeders. What do we have out there now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 hummingbird feeders, and watching them, there was 3 of them today. And they were all just buzzing around, like fighting over the same one little hole, which cracked me up because there's 5 hummingbird feeders, you know, and they each have at least 3 or 4 spots to feed from. And one's a duplex, you know, it has 2 layers. And they're still like fighting over the same hole. I'm like, you guys are crazy. You could go to a different one, but oh no, they had to fight over the same exact hole. So it's just funny to watch. They're beautiful. And this morning when I did my webinar, it's on resilience and being mindful and be a mindful educator. And the birds were so loud, which they usually are in the morning. And that's why I love sitting out here with no sound, no phones and computers or And everybody's like, where is that birds coming from? Somebody got, like, sound effects on? I'm like, no, that would be my backyard. I had a lot of people willing and ready to come sit in the back lawn. I said, all right, it's here in the morning. I'm not telling you where I am, though. That would kind of take away the serenity of it if 10 people show up on the deck in the morning. Come here. And there would be Faith. Faith's out on the deck with me. Come on. Come on. Faith. All right, so Faith and I have come inside from the deck because one of the stray cats that wanders between the houses is out there. And she does not like that stray cat. And I don't blame her. She just went into the bedroom to wake up my husband, I'm sure, to say, take me out, because I have to go to the bathroom. And it has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. She wants to go chase the cats. Oh, what you got? Give me that bone. Oh, sorry. I'm recording the podcast. Yep. This is live. You're listening to One Sister's Journey, keeping it real. There's the reality. I talk to my dog. Let's go to a quick commercial break, and I'll be right back. The commercial is less than 45 seconds, I think, so don't go away. All right. Thanks for listening to the commercial break. You just helped me earn 6 cents. Yep, that's what I get. If you listen, or is it 3 cents? 3 cents, maybe? I don't know. It's pennies. But pennies add up. So thanks for listening to the advertisement. If you are an author or a creative or, you know, nonprofit and you want to come on the podcast, give me a call. My number's listed. You can also email me at livingwithlisa.keepingitreal@gmail.com. And you can also contact me on Facebook. I'd love to have you on the podcast. You know, that's one thing we are called, you know, in the Bible to uplift each other and support each other. And one way we can do that is by sharing and, you know, letting others know, you know, about that kind of, you know, the good stuff. So, yeah, fun, fun, fun. But it is a faith-filled Friday. Every day should be faith-filled. There's no, like, series. My hope is to have a new series start next week. I'm looking into where could we go next week for a series. I don't know. I'm still praying on that. So for today, I just wanted to come on and say happy Friday. It was the last day of new instruction. Oh my gosh, can't say that word. New instruction for the students in our school district. And next week is scheduled just to help them get all their work done and in on time so we can get our report cards done. And then the last day for teachers in our district is June 15th, and then June 16th through the 26th or 4th or 5th, whatever the official last day of school originally was, that's our spring break and Memorial Day break. So they gave us back those days. So our last day is June 15th, and then it's summer vacation. Oh! I had somebody tell me why it's not going to be any different. All we've done is been home. I don't know about you. It's going to be different. And the parents I've talked to, they will tell you it will be different because we're not all going to be busting our humps at home. Parents are working so hard to teach their kids. And, you know, the teachers are working hard to help the parents and to get the work ready and to send it out and to grade it and working, you know, virtually to help them through something they can't understand. And the parents are stressed, the kids are stressed, the teachers are stressed. It is summer vacation. I mean, so after today, as long as the kids have their work done, they don't have to do any more schoolwork until September. If they haven't been doing their work, well, they have 3 days. They have to have it in by Wednesday so we can do report cards. So they have time to get their work done. So, and then on the 15th, it's the last day of school. Yay! And then on the 16th, I go back to the orthopedic surgeon to have my knee checked. It looks better. I wish I could say it felt better. What's up with that? How come it looks better but doesn't feel better? And tomorrow I might get motivated, maybe, and figure out what kind of upper body work I could do that doesn't put any strain on my legs. Yeah, I know. I never thought I'd be excited to say, I cannot wait to do a crunch or a squat. Well, I like squats. Those are fun. Or what's that thing my daughter does that she used to kick my butt in? Where you're up on your elbows. Oh, my gosh. Ed? What's that thing called where you're on your elbows? It's not a push-up. A plank. See? Good thing Ed's waking up. A plank. I can't wait to do planks. Oh, the things I'm looking forward to. Walking, planking. Oh, the fun. But tomorrow I'm going to figure out how to add some arms and maybe not get chicken wing arms. Oh my gosh. We're calling this quits because I can't even talk English. But have a fabulous Friday, a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to One Sister's Journey, keeping it real. Have a great day. Bye.